Hi, it's 6 p.m., 1800 hours. I'd like to call this meeting to order. If you could all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call. Board Member Ken Davis.
Here.
Rob Million.
Here.
Lloyd Stone.
Here.
Alan Rogers is here. And Chief Eaton is here as well, so we do have a quorum. I'd like to welcome everybody here this evening, and we'll jump right to Fire Chief's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So again, under the Fire Chief's report for December of 2023, I'll just highlight a couple items. Five new applications. Our manpower is at 100%. Currently starting three people in paramedic school, two people just completed Fire 1 and 2 school, and one person in ACLS training. Our image trends are at 95%. We attended many meetings through the month, and our grants are going very well. We're still working off our FEMA grant for $80,000 for radios. Shirley and I went to another meeting in Globe on that one, and we should have that information as well. So that's the highlights of the Chief's report. Behind that is a staff report for the month of December. We ran a total of 314 calls. Of those 314 calls, we wrote 172 reports. Four were fire, 124 were rescue EMS calls, 32 were service calls, four were dispatched and canceled en route, and eight were false alarms for a total of 172 reports for those 314 calls. The next page is our monthly NFPA chart report. You'll see we had two fires. We had one out in Brookside Farms we responded to, which was a vehicle in a garage with a loss of $3,200. And then we had one over on Galaxy. We had a bathroom that had some work being done and exploded. So that should be $10,000 here, but it cut off on us. One private dwelling fire, no fatality lost for the month for any of our fires, and no firefighters injured. So that finishes up the NFPA report. The next report you'll see is a fractile response time. Of those 314 calls, 306 were in district with a 90% fractile response time of 5 minutes. Our average response time was 3.85 minutes. So just about 3 minutes and 45 seconds with a median time of 4 minutes. And then for the eight district out-of-call calls, the median response time we had there was 3.75 with a median response time of 3 minutes. So that is the monthly reports. From there, you'll see of those calls on the next page are still our incident response time with the highest hits of calls is at 4 to 5 minutes. We did have some outliers above that, which was our stage for either any type of domestic, any type of combative suicide ideations, and or GSWs. We always stage for the sheriffs on those. So those are ones that are higher. But 4 to 5 minutes is still leading the organization for that. And that is the monthly reports for the month of December.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Do we have a motion to accept the reports?
I'll make the motion.
We have a motion by Board Member Davis. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Stone. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Any correspondence this month?
Several Christmas cards and several thank yous for services that we had for throughout the month. Just thanking us for support and help through the holidays with the fly-in Santas and also with driving Santa around and the meals with our seniors. So.
All right, thank you. Consent agenda. Unless we have any board members that want to pull any items out seemingly, we'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I move.
And we have a motion by Rob Million.
I'll second.
And second by Board Member Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Moving on, call to the public. I received no forms.
I have no yellow cards either.
Okay, moving on to old business. Chief?
We did receive one quote from a CPA firm that we've put out the five bids on. We all are leaving all in the morning for the ones that are going, I should say, for the AFCA-AFTA conference. So we did get Fester and Chapman's back. We're hoping to talk to a few more to get them to present in our meeting in February when we get back. But we have received one bid so far back from the agencies. So we'll report on that when we get more bids in February.
Okay. So we've received the one.
Yes.
Okay.
Out of five letters, so now we have one back.
All right. Thank you. Any questions on that? Anybody have?
I do. Do we have to have a minimum for bids? Or
just five letters to go. Oh, we needed three to go out.
Right.
But as long as we put the three letters out, we've met the minimum requirement for purchasing.
Okay. All right, thank you. Moving on, item 11, new business. Discussion and possible action. To accept the resignation of board member Dwayne Hill.
So a little bit of clarity, Mr. Chairman. We did receive a letter on the 11th of December that says to our board members and who it may concern, due to my personal health emergencies and my current state of health, I am no longer able to fulfill my duties as a board member for the Arizona City Fire District. I feel that it's necessary to step down as my position as a board member to focus on my health. Please accept this letter as my official resignation effective immediately. Thank you for all your help and all your prayers and support during my health emergencies. Dwayne Hill.
Okay. Do we have a motion to accept the resignation of Board Member Hill?
Paul Moose.
Can I ask a question? Were the other two resignation letters read? The other two members that resigned a month ago or
were they two read?
Ago? Were they read?
I don't believe so.
Do we know why?
They weren't asked to be read. I don't know. Did
Mr.
I have a
chairman? Mr. Chairman, I think the question is why weren't they read?
They weren't asked to be read.
We didn't ask for this one to be read, but you read it.
Sorry.
So that's why she's asking the question.
No, I understand the question.
So why weren't they read? Can you got them? Can you read them?
I don't have them with me.
I don't have them there.
We can read it in the future. I don't remember. But we're way past the public comment part. So,
oh, wait a minute.
I mean, we don't have to entertain
any
of this.
There's no cards up there.
There's cards right there,
there
sir.
There is not cards up there to fill it out. Yeah? Medical card.
No,
that's
not
a medical card.
It's a medical card.
Thank you.
Oh.
I'm not blind.
Again, we're way past that point.
No, we're not way past it.
You can be asked to leave the building, sir.
Mr. Chairman,
sir,
who is he to tell you how to run this meeting? He is an invited guest that is employed by Arizona City. He's not a board member.
Understood. Would you like to fill out a card?
Yes, I would.
Okay. All right, we'll move forward with this item. We'll come back to you, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I be filling one of those
out also? All right, did I have a motion?
I made a motion to accept.
Board Member Davis made a motion to accept.
Second.
Second by Board Member Million. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries 4-0. I would like to thank Board Member Hill for his time on the board here. He did an excellent job. I appreciate his help to all of us while he served on this board. Anybody else have a comment for Board Member Hill?
Hope his health gets better.
Yes, absolutely.
Same here.
Absolutely. They're still filling those out, so we'll go to Section B, discussion and possible action for posting the board member position for the open position. Chief?
So we typically post for 10 days. The posting's ready to go. We just need a motion to open that posting and put that out, and Shirley and I will post that like we always do.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, Board Member Davis has made that motion.
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Stone. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Okay, I have one call to the public. Are there others being filled out at the moment? Okay. We will wait just for a moment for those. Thank you, sir. Okay, 2 minutes each. Is somebody?
I have it.
Time? Okay. Yeah. The first one I received is from Peter. You have 2 minutes, sir.
Hey, thank you. First, thank you on behalf of Veterans of Arizona City. I want to thank the chief and the EMTs this morning for an early response time of less than 2 minutes, literally, to take one of our senior veterans that's in very bad shape to the hospital. Thank you. Very good reports back to our veterans stood by and watched your professionalism. We appreciate it. As to the resignations, I attended every single meeting as the controversy started to develop in the community. I'm a tickler on detail, and I remember that an attorney's letter, the attorney's letter, was read out that he was in receipt of resignations, and this was all properly accepted in a room filled with about 100 to 150 people. Nobody had a protest to it at that time. And at that point, a subsequent board meeting simply was formally done in proper procedure to accept the resignations. That was the time for that to be done. We can't keep backpedaling and not move ahead. Obviously, the board has been restored to near normal, and we need to move forward. We can't just keep taking details and ripping things apart and saying something's always wrong. We're reading newspaper articles making allegations of absurdity that $2 million has disappeared. That's more than an annual budget. Come on. This has got to stop. The fire department needs to function and do what it does best without disruption, without media, without twisting, turning, and panic, and all the other stuff. It's time to end this. It's time to pray and move ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, next, Ron.
I just want to make one comment before you start timing.
It starts
when you guys put this timer on, it was put on when you used to have 50, 60, 100 people here. So you didn't have a meeting that was 4 or 5 hours long. It was never intended when you have a handful of people to cut them off from answering questions.
No, well, I don't think we always made them 2 minutes. So it will always be 2 minutes.
It was not always 2 minutes.
It will always be 2 minutes. It will.
And who determined that? The people? Or
that's the way it will always be.
Can the people change it? Yes or no?
The people can change it if they run for the board and change it as a board.
I'm talking about take a vote to change the timeline.
The board can vote to change that.
They can only change it. Yes. The public ain't got nothing to do with it. That's what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My question is how many board members that in the 2024 budget meeting.
2024 budget meeting?
Yeah. How many of you board members sat and discussed the budget? One?
I was the only one here at the time. The other board members are no longer on the board.
These people were on the board last month.
We were sworn in last month. This is our second official meeting. We were sworn in last month.
You met when to put up the budget? January, right? Mm-hmm. They were already board members.
No.
That's when we incorrect. Discussed this year's fiscal budget, I was the only one that was on the board at the time.
Time's up. I'm sorry, sir, your time is up at 2 minutes. 2 minutes starts when you get to the podium.
I asked if I could ask a question about the 2 minutes. So you're telling me that you can ask no questions to this board?
Technically, we're not supposed to respond to anything that's said on the call to the call of public unless you're personally attacking somebody.
I'm not personally attacking anybody.
I'm not saying you were. I'm just saying the board's not allowed to discuss anything up here. You can ask all the questions you want. We're not supposed to
discuss the budget?
When it's
on, we can tell me you don't have to discuss
me.
The budget.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
We cannot discuss anything that is not on the agenda for that month.
How do I put it on the agenda? If I have a question on the budget, now I've been going through horseshoes, a bunch of bull, in my opinion. I have to fill out a special form.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you a form last month requesting information. Did you even discuss that?
We cannot discuss anything until it's on the agenda. You know what? Your time is up. I think we're good. If you want to continue this, you can continue it next month. But your time is up. We've got another person that wants to speak.
Will you give your time?
I'll give you my time.
We cannot do that. We went through that a couple months ago when I sat in the audience. No, listen. Let me finish.
I want to see your rules.
Let me finish. I served on a school board in this town.
I don't care.
And we follow. You know what? Let me finish. Just because I'm new to this board doesn't mean I'm not new to the law and new to the rules. I came here a couple months ago as a member of the system, wanted to give my time to somebody else, and we weren't allowed to do that as well. I'm just trying to keep it fair for everybody.
Here. Let me say this. I want to copy your rules that you run by.
My son's up.
I'm allowed that.
Your time is up, sir.
I'm allowed that.
You are? Your time is up.
Am I going to get a copy of the rules? Yes or no?
They're,
yes or no?
Excuse me. First of all, you will not talk to anybody here like that.
Second of all, these are public
policies that you can look up.
Where are they?
We have public policies on the website.
No. Where are they in writing?
They're on
the website.
I can't quote them. I don't know them by heart.
I want to see them in writing.
I'm telling you where to find them.
I don't have a computer.
Well, go to the library. They have computers you can use. I'm sorry.
Your time is up. I want to see your board minutes or your procedures in writing. You should have them. Are you denying to give them to me?
I don't have to give them to you. They're public record. You can look them up.
Then why am I getting charged?
You know what? We're done here.
Why am I getting charged 25 cents a page if they're public records?
Because it costs the district to make those copies for you.
When you cut, I'll give you the paper.
I'm just telling you what it is. All right, we're done. Let's move on.
Well, I am going to get a hold of an attorney because this is wrong what you guys are doing. You're not letting the public ask questions. And that's what you're supposed to answer to, the public. Give him hell.
Which podium?
Either one.
I just have the question again of why one letter's read and one and two aren't of the resignations. It doesn't make any sense to me. I guess I don't look at you because you're invited.
Yeah.
chairman.
The only thing I can tell you is we were just told that prior to the meeting, and I was just handed something that said the attorney said it was given. I wasn't given permission from anybody to read it, so I just read what was given to me by the attorney. So that's
Mr. Hill's resignation. He asked you to read that.
I don't know.
He asked me to bring it and read it. Yes, and we were. I mean, we're not supposed to comment, but I will say this with your approval. We read the letter from the attorney that submitted the two resignations to us. I don't even know if those were even attached before it was read. I can't remember off the top of my head. I don't know. But we received a letter from our fire district attorney saying he's received two resignations from two members. Dwayne Hill gave me his resignation himself and said, could you read it tonight? And I said, absolutely. So if we have those, we're... Or the board, at their pleasure, could read them. I mean, they're not looking to be hidden. So.
Okay. And the keep going back statement, someone like me that's just first time attending a meeting, I kind of want to get filled in on things that have happened. We can't ask things that have happened in the prior meetings?
Well, like Mr. Million said, we're supposed to address things that are on the board. But if you have questions, I've always said to the public, please see Chief anytime. You can call Chief and ask him questions anytime.
Okay. Right. Why did we ask the Chief? You are supposed to be running this board.
I don't know everything about the operations of the fire department. He runs the fire department. We supervise him. He knows more answers than I do. So if you have questions about the fire district, I would refer to...
What do I ask questions about the budget?
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Sir.
Time's up.
Yes.
Unless you have any more cards.
I do not. All right. Anything else from the board? All right. The next meeting will be on February 13th. So anything that's due on those agenda items will be February 6th. So... Call for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Board Member Davis made the motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Board Member Stone, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. What time do we have? 6:22?
Yes, sir.
Meeting adjourned at 6:22 p.m.